Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include, at Nuclear Security Summit, Falun Gong practitioners call on Chinese President Xi Jinping to end the persecution. Taipei, organ harvesting in China exposed at Asia-Pacific Academy of Ophthalmology Congress. The Divine Land Marching Band debuts in San Francisco's Easter Parade. France 5 exposes organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners in China. Swiss woman says cultivation is priceless. And police protect and support Falun Gong practitioners. Now for the stories.
At Nuclear Security Summit, Falun Gong practitioners call on Chinese President Xi Jinping to end the persecution. Practitioners of Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, held banners reading Falun Dafa is great and bring Jiang Zemin to justice on the sidewalk of Connecticut Avenue in Washington, D.C. on March 31, 2016, while Chinese President Xi Jinping participated in the Nuclear Security Summit and met with President Obama. Xi also attended a dinner with over 50 world leaders who also participated in the summit. Jiang Zemin, former head of the Chinese Communist Party, ordered the violent suppression of Falun Gong practitioners in China in 1999. The persecution has led to the deaths of many Falun Gong practitioners over the past 16 years. More have been tortured for their beliefs and even killed for their organs. Practitioners in Washington, D.C. called on President Xi to stop the persecution and bring Jiang to justice. Crowds of people lined the main roads near the Omni Shoreham Hotel, where Xi was staying. Practitioners held banners and demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises on Connecticut Avenue from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Wednesday and Thursday. The serene scene caught the attention of many people, including the Chinese group that was paid to welcome Xi. They took photos of the practitioners, and some imitated the hand gestures of the practitioners doing the exercises. The Chinese embassy chartered dozens of coaches to bring several thousand Chinese from New York, Philadelphia, North Carolina, and Washington, D.C. to welcome Xi. It was said that 12 coaches came from New York, Chinatown alone. Of those paid to welcome Xi, many got their first glimpse of practitioners doing the Falun Gong exercises. One elderly man learned the exercises on the spot. Several students recorded videos. Practitioner Chen Ying Wang said, over 20 Chinese people wearing red vests took a break on the lawn across from the National Air and Space Museum. It was close to a Falun Gong booth that was broadcasting information about the Chinese regime's harvesting of organs from living practitioners. They were shocked upon hearing it. Some practitioners further explained the persecution to them. Over 10 of the Chinese people agreed to quit their memberships in the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated organizations. Practitioner Mr. Zhou, who worked in D.C. and participated in the event, said, the Chinese embassy spent lots of money to hire these people to welcome Xi. It's a rare opportunity for them. They get the chance to see people doing the Falun Gong exercises and learn about Falun Gong. The majority of them are kind-hearted, but were misled by the CCP's propaganda defaming Falun Gong. Over the past couple of days, they've become aware of the persecution.
Taipei, organ harvesting in China exposed at Asia-Pacific Academy of Ophthalmology Congress. The 31st Asia-Pacific Academy of Ophthalmology Congress, APAO 2016, was held on March 24th to 27th in Taipei, Taiwan. Many eye doctors and medical professionals learned from this event about the organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners in China. More than 4,000 ophthalmologists and healthcare professionals from Asia and other continents participated in the Congress. Several Falun Gong practitioners working as volunteers at the event informed the attendees of the atrocity in China. Broad concerns over organ trafficking. One physician from Europe said he had heard about organ harvesting in China, but did not know the details. After watching a documentary video on the subject, he was shocked and asked for a copy of State Organs Transplant Abuse in China, a book about the involvement of Chinese state institutions in this severe human rights abuse. The physician came to the booth again the following day with more ophthalmologists. They discussed this further, and a few physicians left their business cards for updates so that they could follow up on this issue. The United States House Foreign Affairs Committee marked up House Resolution 343 on March 16th. The resolution calls on the Chinese government to cease the practice of state-sanctioned organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners and to cooperate with investigations into these crimes. Additional evidence in China. Many physicians shared that they had heard about organ trade in China. One eye transplant physician from China who passed by looked through the materials on display. He said he knew that the source of organs in China was questionable. "We used to do many organ transplants in my province. Now it has become a sensitive topic. Doctors do not talk much about it, and the number of such surgeries has decreased a lot in these past years." He agreed that live organ harvesting still continues in China, except that it has gone underground. The physician came again the next day and took a copy of Bloody Harvest, Organ Harvesting of Falun Gong Practitioners in China. After hearing about the systematic persecution of citizens in China by the Chinese Communist Party, he decided to renounce his membership in the regime. Hundreds of Chinese physicians attended this four-day event, and many of them accepted materials from Falun Gong practitioners. They thanked practitioners for their efforts to raise awareness about this issue.
The Divine Land Marching Band debuts in San Francisco's Easter Parade. For the first time, Falun Dafa practitioners in the Bay Area participated in the annual Easter Parade in San Francisco, California. More than 100,000 people were involved in this afternoon event on Union Street on March 27th. As the Divine Land Marching Band played the melody Falun Dafa is Good, the spectators responded with waves of applause. Event organizer Dennis Beckman said, "We are so happy to have the Divine Land Marching Band here. It is an excellent group. It surprises me that all the music is original, and the band members look so happy." Eleanor Carpenter, president of the Union Street Merchants Association, praised the band's performance. She said it energized the community. "We all like it so much. The music is amazing, and it lifts our spirits. Your participation makes San Francisco a better place, and I want to thank you again for the great contribution." Admiration for the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Lucy Spafford, a tourist from Southern California, said she was drawn to the music. "The melody is astounding and the performance is very professional." She also noticed the band members were of all different ages, not the norm for most bands. Having heard about cultivation ways in Asia, Lucy agreed with the importance of improving one's character. She said, "If all of us would cherish the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, there would be no violence, and it would be a better world." She said the band's music conveyed peace and hope. San Francisco resident Elfrida said the Divine Land Marching Band added flavor to the parade. She said, "It is so nice to have the band here because it makes our parade special." Having heard about Falun Dafa in the past, she commented on the importance of the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, saying, "I truly hope these principles can be appreciated in China and freely practiced there also."
France 5 exposes organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners in China. France 5, one of the major French public television networks focusing on factual programming, covered the forced organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners in China in its program The Health Magazine on March 10, 2016. Alexis Gannon, a neurobiologist and scientific advisor to Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, DAFOH, was interviewed during the program. The following is a partial translation of Mr. Gannon's comments. "Organ transplants skyrocketed in China in the 2000s, from hundreds of cases in the late 90s to more than 20,000 a year. These numbers come from official statistics. The Confucius tradition in China is against organ donation. Because the body needs to be kept intact, there is no spontaneous organ donation in China, nor do programs exist to promote voluntary donations. The Chinese government finally admitted the organs sometimes came from prisoners on death row, but this cannot explain everything. Amnesty International believes there are about 2,000 executions every year, while the number of organ transplants exceeds 20,000. So there are 18,000 organ transplants, or 18,000 deaths each year, that cannot be explained. Astonishing findings come from two independent investigations, one conducted by David Kilgore, a former Canadian Secretary of State for Foreign Affairs, and the other one by Ethan Gutman, an expert on Chinese issues. In the first investigation, David Kilgore called hundreds of transplant facilities in China through a network of investigators, asking how to obtain organs. The answer was, if you can afford it, you will have the organ in 2 or 3 weeks. Please keep in mind that in France, 18,000 people are waiting for organs, and the average waiting time is 3 years. But in China, if you have $50,000 or $100,000, you can get it in 2 weeks. When investigators asked where the organs were from, they were told, clearly and transparently, that the organs were from Chinese prisoners, in particular, practitioners of a traditional Chinese meditation named Falun Gong. In the second investigation, Ethan Gutman took quite a different approach. He interviewed people who had been detained in China, including Christians, Tibetans, Uyghurs, and also Falun Gong, to see if they had seen traces of systematic organ removal in forced labor camps. The result was striking. One half of these detainees received comprehensive physical examinations while detained. Instead of checking their health condition, these medical tests were evaluating if their organs were healthy, whether their eyes are working well, the corneas could be removed, the heart rate was good, or if the liver was in good condition. For anyone who wants to help, there is an online petition at dafoh.org website, and more than 2 million people have signed it.
Swiss woman says cultivation is priceless. Simone Schlegel has always treated being a good person as a life goal since a young woman. She said, being honest and righteous is the way to be respected in Western society. It includes being honest to others and to oneself. I do my best to set a good example. I read books about traditional values. She and her husband, Christian, are considered a perfect match by their family and friends. They have not argued during their 18 years of marriage. They live a happy family life with their children in the beautiful Swiss city of Shangnau. Finding her way. In April 2004, Christian found a flyer in their mailbox. It was an introduction to Falun Dafa and the persecution of the meditation practice in China. Christian passed it to Simone and said, "If it's banned in China, it must be something good." Christian found the book Juan Falun online and started reading it. Simone wasn't used to reading online, but she took a look at the computer screen out of curiosity. A few lines jumped out at her. Quote, "So past generations of high-level monks also saw that the question of eating meat wasn't what's key. They knew that what's key is whether he can get rid of the attachment, and that if there is no attachment, it doesn't matter what a person fills his stomach with, anything's fine," unquote. And, quote, "The point isn't to eat meat or not to. What's key is to get rid of that attachment," unquote. The seventh talk from Juan Falun. Yes, exactly, it's so true. Could these principles work on other things too, Simone wondered. She knew intuitively that this practice was what she had been looking for. They searched online for information about Falun Dafa exercise groups in Switzerland and drove half an hour to Bern to learn the exercises. They bought the books and instruction videos while they were there. Simone finished reading the book Juan Falun in 3 nights. Simone said, "I had found what I was looking for. This was exactly what I wanted. The book answered all my questions. I read with ease and didn't run into any obstacles in my understanding or feel that any theory was strange. My only wish was to read it again and again. Every word in the book is so true. Every topic and every paragraph, such as transformation of karma, the relationship between loss and gain, treating diseases, sham qigong practices, reincarnation. As I read along, I couldn't help thinking, yes, exactly. We finally found the detailed directions and our guiding master. My goal of being a good person will be accomplished faster while assimilating to truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. All attachments and bad habits can be removed under Dafa's guidance. I can finally practice cultivation.
Police protect and support Falun Gong practitioners. Police officers are the mainstay of the Chinese Communist regime's persecution of Falun Gong, and they play a critical role in the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. Practitioners have repeatedly told them the facts about this cultivation practice and its principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Once the officers understand that they are persecuting good people, they change their minds and begin to protect and support them. Officer no longer interferes with practitioners. One police officer assigned to monitor practitioners in a farmer's market used to be very aggressive in his actions against practitioners. Local practitioners used to call him an evil police officer because of his tactics. Still, some local practitioners believed that he was also a victim of the Chinese Communist Party's propaganda against Falun Gong. They told him to stop persecuting Falun Gong so he could have a good future. After he heard that many practitioners were filing lawsuits against Jiang Zemin, the former Chinese dictator, he realized that his serious health problems were retribution for persecuting Falun Gong. He told his friends that he was sorry for his actions. He met a practitioner in the market in December 2015. After they greeted each other, he raised his arms and called out loud, "Falun Dafa is great. Falun Dafa is righteous." The practitioner asked, "Are you being sincere?" He answered, "Yes, I am very serious." Local practitioners can now distribute informational materials and talk about Falun Gong without interference from this officer. Confused officer takes practitioners home. After two local practitioners filed lawsuits against Jiang Zemin in January 2016, they were arrested and taken to a local police station for interrogation. The practitioners took the opportunity to clarify the truth about Falun Gong to those present during the interrogation. They also told the police officers about Jiang Zemin's crimes against humanity, and they explained their reasoning for the illegal action against him. After the interrogation, one of the police officers told the practitioners to sign the interrogation document. Instead of signing their names, the practitioners wrote, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." An officer took the practitioners to a detention center. A guard there glanced at the document and said, "Why did you bring this document here? We can't take them. Please go back." Not sure what to do, the officer from the police station just took the practitioners home. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.